say to Yerushalmi, corresponding to say to Bavli, Daf Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hei Amad Beis, and the Mishnah is Halacha Hei. Ma'amma, Tamei Ani, Sheveres Ksivasa V'yotze. If she confesses, she writes a receipt for her Ksiva, means that she's not entitled to it, and leaves. Ma'amma, Tahira Ani, Marlin, Aisa, L'Shari Mizrach, L'Shari Nikno. If she says that she's Tahira, they take her to the eastern gate of Har Bayis, and then to the Nikno gate. That's where the Saitas drink and where we are Matar women who gave birth and Mitzorayim. The Kayan Eichez Begadea, Nikru, Nikru, Rem Nifru, Nifru, Archu Megale, Esliba, the Saitas Sara. The Kayan grabs the garments, we're not concerned whether they tear at the seams or the garments itself. He tears until he reveals her heart and he unties, he unbraids her hair. Vyodoime, Imhaya Liba, Noa, Lehaya Megaleu, Rida says, if her heart is attractive, he doesn't reveal it. If her hair is attractive, he does not unbraid it. Gemara says, Ksiv, Behem is a kain, it's a isha lifnei Hashem, there shani kanal, kamokum shinema lifnei Hashem, there shani kanal. Gemara says, it's written in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Hei Pasuk Yudches, and the kain will stand the woman before Hashem. This refers to the Shah Nikanal. Wherever it says lifnei Hashem, that refers to Shah Nikanal. Ksiv, Im yechta ish leish megayme uchir ba'aba Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi uchir ba'aba potter kriya beboil Yishuv ben Levi potter kriya beisha. It says im yechta ish leish in Shmuel Aleph and Peg base Pasuk Chofei uchir ba'aba and Yishuv ben Levi disagreed about this. Uchir ba'aba said it refers to the boil, the adulterer, the man, and Yishuv ben Levi said it refers to the woman. Chiba Abba said that it refers to the Baal. That one means her husband feeds and finances his wife, and you want to do with her as you wish. Rishuvenevi said it refers to the woman. That one means your husband feeds and finances you, and you put your eyes on someone else. Yechata means switching one man for another. Ravazin ala Safik, when I ask, do we disgrace her amidst Safik? Perhaps she's innocent. And Rav Simloi, b'chol mokom shadmoitzeh znus, admoitzeh andul maseh, ba'al ba'ilam. And I answer that wherever you find znus, you find that andul maseh comes to the world, which is pestilence, which kills the shaman tzaddikim. Also here, both guilty and innocent are disgraced, so all will avoid seclusion. The Pasuk says that we mix, means put the earth on the water in Pasuk Yudzayin there, and afterwards we disgrace her, because that's in Pasuk Yudches, and our Mishnah says that we first disgrace, and then afterwards we mix. Amar Rabbi Eli Mekevan Tachsiv, if you say, Behemid Behemid Mechi Yishir Asaisa. Rabbi Eli answers it with a question. Since it says Behemida in Pasuk Tezayim, why must it say then Behemid in Pasuk Yudches? Was she sitting? Elamachmas Amida Rishona Hayapires Risha. Rather than the first time that it says that he stationed her there, he uncovered her head, even though it's written after the latter Behemid. Machalta should say to Rabbi Yudan, Tamanu Omar Ha'ish, Machasana Yisrael Melefonov, Ha'ish Melefonea, Melechwea, Achu Amachin. Gemara points out, Rabbi Yudan seems to contradict himself. There, regarding stoning of Bastin, he says that we cover a man only in front, and a woman in front and in back to cover her over, but the rest of her is naked. And here he says that if her hair or her heart is attractive, he doesn't reveal it or unbraid it. Haman, mikol mokom lemisihi metukenes, v'mahacha shematimse timasei tahira, v'yizkor ba p'chei kohona. He answers, there, she is surely going to die, but over here, perhaps, she will be found to be Tahira, innocent, and young Kohanim will desire her. Machalta should tassoin to Rabbanon. Taman inun amrin ha'ish niskal ovum ve'ina isha niskeles ha'uma, v'acha inun amrin hochi. Well, points out a contradiction. Rabbanon contradict themselves because there they say that we stone a man naked, and we don't stone a woman naked, and here they say that in every case he reveals a heart and unbraids the hair. Amon, Rahasrecha Kamecha, Devolemisa Kala, Shevakalis, Ramhocha, Univasu Kalanoshim, Leisa asena kezimas chena. Meaning that over there, Ra'atarecha kamecha means that you have to choose the lightest death. One who's naked dies quicker, but a woman is pained more through the disgrace of being naked. However, here it says in the pasuk that we should disgrace her to discipline women more. Coming up to the next Mishnah, Halacha Vav, Haifa Mechusa Belevonim Mechasa Beshchayrim. How you allow Klevav, Kataliyos, Nizamim, Ritabois, Mahavirin, Remena, Kedel Navlo. If she was dressed in white clothing, she must change to black clothing. If she was wearing gold jewelry, necklaces and rings, we remove them to disgrace her. After this, he brings a mitzvi rope and ties it above her breasts. Anyone who wants to see her is permitted except for her male and female slaves because she feels superior to them, but she's unlikely to admit in front of them. All other women are allowed to see her because it says that all women will be chastised and will not follow and do like her harlotry. The Gemara says, Masnisa b'she'inan no'imla, avalim ha'i no'imla le'bada. The Gemara says, our Mishnah discusses when the black clothing is not becoming of her. If it's becoming of her, we don't put it on her. Rather, she wears ugly clothing. Mevi chavo mitzvi, v'lam chavo mitzvi. Our Mishnah said that he brings a mitzvi robe. Why specifically a mitzvi robe? Amr Yitzchak, v'li she'asasem k'mas mitzvayim. Rabbi Yitzchak says, because she did, like, the znus, she did znus like the axe of Mitzrayim. V'yemi boy, chevla mitzvi ma'akev kufa mitzvis ma'akevus. V'yemi asked if a mitzvi rope ma'akev is a mitzvi basket for a mincha ma'akev, means without using these, she hasn't fulfilled the proper process. Marshal, mashal mihein boyim, from where and whose money do they come in from her husband or from the tzibur? Yevikai da'amah, Rebbe, do Rebbe Yomel, Amma samayim, rechemis ha'ir, we learn from what Rebbe said, repairs to the stream of water that flows through the Mikdash, the walls of Yerushalayim and its towers and all the needs of the city come from the Shoril HaLishcha, the half shekels that remained in the chamber that were not taken to buy Karbon of Sibyl. The same applies over here.